middle of Reish Dalu up to Sif Hei. Akdama. The Gemara Nida says, Mayasa Adam v'yisasher. The Gemara is giving you the formula, how a person could be prosperous, how a person could be successful in business. Mayasa Adam v'yisasher. What should a person do in order to become wealthy? Apparently there was a point to become wealthy, not just to support a family, to be comfortable. Mayasa Adam v'yisasher. The Gemara says there's one ingredient, and that is Yisa v'yitein b'emuna. If someone is nice of a nice in b'emuna, someone who deals properly in business, that is the formula to be Yisasher. The Gemara says, we see people who are nice and nice in b'emuna, and it didn't work out. The Gemara says, no, Avada, that is the formula, but of course you need tefillah. So, and like the other items of the Gemara, the other formula is the recipes the Gemara has for other nyanim there, you always need tefillah. Tefillah is a given, but once you have that tefillah, what the shtadlus is to be Yisavita and b'emuna. That is a success. And the Miri over there points out that it's not dafka by a yid to be nice and nice and b'muna. You have to be nice and nice and b'muna with everyone. It doesn't say in the memra to be yisa v'yitim b'muna with the Yisrael. It says yisa v'yitim b'muna is tam mashma that this nice and nice and b'muna is even for with a guy. Look how loud. That's what the Miri points out. Sorry. Well, we're going to see that there's not going to be a din of chosamana between a yid and a guy. We'll see mitzvah tonight. But all right. But look, Gabi, the din of the formula, the success to become prosperous, that's yisav yitim b'amuna. And the Miri Tush tells the Gemara in Beya, and just stand up shat, it's kedai to say over. The Gemara in Beya on the Tezvav Mabei says, Haroitzah she'yiskaimu nechosav. If someone would like to protect his nechosim, to have the best insurance policy on his nechosim, what should he do? Yita behen adar. He should plant a adar. Normally you learn adar is a tree. I don't know exactly how it's going to help you out. But the Meiri says, the Pshat in the Gemara is the following. He says that when you plant an adar tree, miteich, I'll quote over the Lashon, miteich zechiris shem adar. You see the tree and it's called an adar, and you constantly, every time you walk in and walk out of your nechosim, you constantly see that tree called an adar. Ya'ale beliboy. You'll be reminded, a constant reminder, Hayosha the Hehodar, Adar Hodar. The proper, the Yashris and the Hodar, the way to fear Zochim business. When you see that Adar, it should be a constant reminder how to fear. That's the Omnum Havtochas Kima Nechosim. That's why you have the Kima Nechosim, is because you have the constant reminder that you're going to do Hodar, you're going to do business properly, and that you're going to interact with people, engage with people in business properly, and that's the Gresta. Shmira, the grass insurance policy for your nechosim. And he quotes Sifrei HaMusa, which has a say that he says, Nema, B'Sifrei HaMusa, Nema, HaYosher HaChonas HaOysher. Yosher is the Hachona to wealth. Like the Gemara we quoted before, Nida, I know my base, that Mayas Adam Yisasher is Yisav Yitim Bemuna. The Yosher is HaChonas HaOysher. Interesting enough, I mean, this concept keeps on coming along Chazal. Interesting enough, the Gemara Psachim, Kuf Yigimu Amar Aleph, over there, the Amoraim are giving advice to their Talmidim of what to do in different areas. And one advice that the Amoraim, I forgot, which Amorik, perhaps it was Rav, I don't remember, he tells them, when you go into business, I'll give you a good advice. Hafoich b'nevelta, turn over the nevela, means work with the nevela, v'loi tepuch b'mili, but don't turn over your words. If you want to have to be successful in business, so you're supposed to work hard and do a proper business and hafeik ben adulta. But look, tepech b'mili, and one of the pshat in the Miri says there, what does it mean, tepech b'mili? That you shouldn't be an odom kazvon v'hadron. You shouldn't go back on your words. You promise someone something, you go through with the deal. Later on you realize it's not so gishmak, but you go through with the deal anyway. That's what it means. He's giving an advice, how to be successful. The same concept, how to be successful is hafeik ben adulta, but look, tepech b'mili. All right, we're up to Sif Hei. What we did till now was just briefly. We're middle of Misha Parah, right? The sum is broken up into two parts: Misha Parah, Mechus Amana. Mezucham tonight we'll get into getting into Mechus Amana. But right now we're dealing with Misha Parah, and that is that if someone, the Gemara says, Dvarim Dika Badai Amoyis or Rabbi Yochanan Kesef is Kainab. In other words, if someone gives a word, goes to contract or a commitment to somebody, and hands over money. There's an exchange of money as well. So that is a a greater commitment. It's not just dibur, it's with money as well. That greater commitment, already you're bound by that, that you have to keep your word and go through with the deal. Otherwise, if you back out, you're going to have a misha para. Misha para means that bezin is makalu the person, curses him out, like we saw in Sif Dalet, a severe curse. Misha par manchi daramabu, manchi daraflaga, manchi stein vamayro, mimetayim shadava bayam, the worst curse possible, who you from misha eno imin bidiburai. All right. Tonight we're going to see different variables to this Misha Parah. We're going to Mietzachem go into Mechus Haman as well. All right. Let's start with the Mechaba. Sif Hei. Halokeach Mechaveru Karka. Someone purchases from his friend a piece of land. Oy Sham Retaltalim or other Metaltalim. Upasku Hadamim. And they already came to terms how much the price is going to be. There was a commitment. Not only that, he followed through. V'niach Mashkin Al Hadamim. And he gave the seller a mashkin. Now it's not the money; he's not giving to him as a tchilas peroin. He wasn't paying for it, but he gave him security that with this, here's your mashkin. If I back out, you have a mashkin against me. Zok the mechava, loy kono. Giving a mashkin itself is not going to be kono. Not only that, sorry.
Could mashkin be dumb?
The Paiskim discussed that if it would be dumb, it might. Pashtus could be doma, but if it's given b'tayis mashkin, if it's given as a security that I'm not going to back out, and if I do, maybe I'll get a knas and I'll lose that money. But it's not given as a tchilas peroin, as if this is the beginning of payment for your piece of land, and it should be even aschalas akinyan. But it was only given for a mashkin. There it says loikana. There's a concept in the Gemara which says mona ein kan mashkin ein kan. With a mashkin, you can't create a kinyan. If you have a schaivis and you have money and you owe the person, then you could put a mashkin, and the mashkin is a kinyan on the chayv that you just created. So if I'm a schaiv myself properly, and then I give you a mashkin, so I owe you the money, and the mashkin works as well. But if I give you a mashkin without a commitment on the money, there was no kinyan here, I just said, you know, I'll buy the house costs, you know, $10, whatever, whatever it was, yeah, more like it's maybe $500,000, but whatever, I promise you amount of money, and then I give you a mashkin, well, the promise that I'm going to give and go through with the deal, there's nothing, there's no schaivis yet, and therefore the mashkin that I put on that schaivis, it can't be any worse than the schaivis itself. The whole schaivis is not binding. The fact that I said I plan on going through with the deal is not contractually binding, so the fact that I give you a mashkin on that also doesn't work. It's money inkan, mashkin inkan. So now, even though you thought you gave a mashkin, but this mashkin doesn't really work. So therefore,
is that a mashkin or is that?
Let's first go through the different things, and we'll try to get back to real estate today. Zakim Mechaba, and therefore, v'chol areitza lakzu mishneim. If someone wants to back out from both of them, choize, he's allowed to be choize. Ve'enu chayiv lekaba mishapara. Sai the moicha, sai the lokeach, sai be karka, sai be matautlin. You could be choize, and you're not mechuyiv to be mekabel mishapara, because the mashkin doesn't count. Now the child is, we have a Gemara, let me just go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, it's a makhlekes Rabbi Yochanan v'Yesh Lakish, if kesef is koinah min ha-Torah. Rabbi Yochanan holds kesef is koinah min ha-Torah, just Chazal took away that kinyan because they were afraid of nisrufu chitecha baliyah, that they were afraid that a fire is going to break out, and the seller is not going to bother watching it. Why should I watch it? I got paid anyway, and it's the buyer's item, let it go. Let it go up in smoke. So to prevent that from happening, the Chazal came in and he prevented the kinyan from working. They took away this kinyan, and now it still belongs to the seller. And should it go up in smoke, the seller's not going to get paid. Well, he'll have to give back the money. If he received all the money, he'll have to give back all the money. So therefore, it's like it's a security. Chazal kicked in and said, no, the kinyan's not going to work this way. We know that the seller's going to watch over the item. But really, minat Torah kesef does work. That's what Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish holds that kesef does not work minat Torah. There's no such thing, there's no kinyan kesef. The kinyan in the Torah is meshicha. You take the item into your rishus, into a simto, you do akbal, you can do other kinyan, mechatzah, but kesef does not work. So the Gemara says the following. It's a very sadistic Gemara because it's going to play itself out in this halacha. The Gemara says the following. Bishlam with Rabbi Yochanan, I understand, like Rabbi Yochanan, that kesef really is koinah min ha-Torah. It really works. Just Chazal came along and took away the kinyan. I understand why there should be chatzah mishapar. At least he deserves a Misha Parah. He really did something that really was kind of completely. The Chazal took away that kinyan. I understand why the guy is going to get a Misha Parah, a Kalala, if he backs out. But Leiv Reish Lakish, Kesef is nothing. Kesef doesn't work at all. Who cares? The guy gave kesef. So what? Let him back out. If he wants, he gave his word, so back out. It'll be milchus amana, like we'll see him later tonight. But why should he get a mishapar? Why should he get a curse for? If the Gemara, Dvarim alone is milchus amana. Dvarim, the ikavad ayam mois, Dvarim, words, a commitment together with an exchange of money, that's worse, that's a greater commitment, and that's already warrants a mishapara. That's the Gemara. Now we don't pass on the Keshlach, we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan that kesef is koinim na teira. So like Rabbi Yochanan, it's a simple formula why you're going to get a mishapara. The reason is, because kesef really koinim na teira, Chazal took it away. So they minimized it, they degraded the kinyan, but at least there's something there left for a mishapara. That's simple. The shaila is, what would be if you have a kesef that doesn't work? That means doesn't make a kinyan in a Torah. Will Rabbi Yochanan be moided to the svara of Reish Lakish that so what, the kesef really doesn't work, but you still have dvarim deka badayim mois. You have a commitment together with an exchange of money. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan is moided to that svara also that warrants a mishapara. Not only if a kesef is kinyan in a Torah, that warrants a mishapara, but maybe even if a kesef is not kinyan, fart, it's a greater commitment when you have a commitment together with money. That's a shaila. And it's makleikus rishonim, how we understand, leita meskana, ledidan, that we go like Rabbi Yochanan, what creates a mishapara? Does it need to be dafka or kinyan? Or no, even if it's not a kinyan, you still have a mishapara, because you have dvarim diga ba'adayam
ois.
Then this mashkin? Oh, we're going to get the mashkin. I need this backdrop to understand the case of mashkin. Some Rishonim bring a raya that you see you don't really need a kinyan. It's from the next halakha. There's going to be a halakha in Yetzir Shem and Sivav. There's a concept called Situmta. The minig ha-seichrim, the minig that we fear zok in business, we do certain things, a handshake, perhaps in some industries, mazel bracha, we can discuss it, Yetzir Shem, Sivav, even though really gathered Situmta is very shallow, a whole different simen. But the Gemara says that even when the minig is not to be koina a kinyan gomor, but if you did something that is the minig of the seichim, when they commit themselves, there's going to be at least a mishapara. So to be showing them over there, that's nothing. That kinyan doesn't work when they're tired. Just the Gemara was talking about, you raise them on the barrel, you mark a barrel, you're buying wine, and they write on the barrel, this barrel belongs to so-and-so. There's no kinyan yet, there's no exchange of mice yet, nothing. It was a commitment, and he made a mark in the barrel. That setumta already causes a mishapara. So Zakta Rishayim, I see from there that you really don't need a kinin min ha-teira to get a mishapara. Even a kinin that doesn't work mishapara, there's nothing. Marking on a barrel is a kinin. It's not makar for such a kinin. But nevertheless, it warrants a mishapara because it's a greater commitment. So you see that lemaskana, when you have a real commitment, a strong commitment, that's already enough for mishapara. So huadin, even though we pass on to Rabbi Yochanan, but Rabbi Yochanan would also be meida that if you have a strong commitment, namely dvarim together with mois, that already should warrant a mishapara. Some rishonim bring that as a raya. Other rishonim don't answer the raya, but they say no. In order to have a mishapara, you need a real kinyan. So now let's get back to our halakha. The Shita says in our halakha a very simple pshat. The reason why, when you give a mashkin, the mashkin really doesn't work. There's no kinyan. Because the Gemara says in Kedushin, mana inkam mashkin inkam, like I explained, you can't have a mashkin kicking in without its chayvis first. And since its chayvis didn't work, because you didn't do anything to have this obligation, so the mashkin doesn't mean anything. Okay. But the Shah says, why don't you have a mishapara? And the Rish says, you don't have a mishapara. So the Shita explains, the Teich HaDvam, the Shita explains, is because in order to get a mishapara, you need a kinyan min ha-teira. I mean, they're going like those Rishayim who hold that you need a kinyan min ha-teira. And since here there's no kinyan min ha-teira, mana enka man mashkin enka, the mashkin tuzayf nothing. So therefore, even though there was an exchange of value, a mashkin changed hands, nevertheless, there's not going to be a mishapara. That's one pshat. But the shaila is, what do you do with the Gemara of Setumta? Over there you see that you don't need a real kinyan to create a mishapara. So if to answer that, the ksais has a pshat. The ksais in Sifkan Beis, it's a long ksais, but Batek HaDvarim, the ksais has the following svara, beautiful svara. He says that the Rishonim who say that you need a kinyan, maybe it's his pshat in the Rishonim, or a take, one step past the Rishonim, doesn't really mean that you mamish need a kinyan. He explains the Gemara as following. He says, Stam, how do you understand the Gemara? The Gemara says, Vishlan Rabbi Yochanan, a kinyan is koinim in Atari, I understand you, I have a mishapara. So Vishlakish, you don't have a kinyan, then I don't understand. Frekta Ksait, I'm not Rabbi Yochanan, you do understand. You had a kinyan in Atari, very nice, you had that kinyan in Atari, but now Chazal took away that kinyan. Chazal will oike the kinyan because they had a chash, Shemon Isvahu Kitaka Baliyah. So once they had the chash, there's no kinyan left. So who cares? There was fundamentally there would have been a kinyan min ha-Torah, but there's no kinyan left. So why let Rabbi Yochanan do you understand it any better than like Reish Lakish? So Ksei says a new pshat in the Gemara. He says the following. He says there's another sugya, but the sugya Taisa says in a different Gemara in Matzia and Amavkit, Taisa says that when you have kesef which is kinyan min ha-Torah, even though Chazal took away the kinyan, but they allowed the seller to still be mishtamesh with the money. He could still use it. If I pay up early, I pay up money, even though I didn't make a ma'aseh kinyan, the seller has rights to use that money. He has the money in his possession, and since kesef is really kinyan min ha-Torah, so it's really his money, so even though Chazal took away the kinyan, but they still allowed him to use the money. Ma'aseh kinyan like Reish Lakish, that kesef is not kinyan min ha-Torah, so it's nothing. So now that the seller can't use the money, he has no right to the money. He only really deserves the money because he sold me an item. Well, I didn't make a kinyan on his item yet, so he can't use the money yet. It's the money is like a pekadon by him. So Zaktik says that's really the underlying svara of the Gemara. Bishlam le Rabbi Yochanan that kesef did something. Enochanem they took away the kinyan, but the seller has something from the transfer of the money. He could use the money. He could be mishtamish b'mois. He has a kinyan in the money for something. So you see, I really gave him money. I really gave him money. Now we see a serious commitment. But le Reish Lakish that kesef is not kinyan min ha-Torah. And the seller is not allowed to use the money. It's just buy him as a pekadon for safekeeping till I do the kinyan. Once I do the kinyan, then rather the money is his. But till then, he can't use the kinyan. He can't use the money. So what? I gave him money. It's a nice pekadon ba'alma. He can't use the money. He has nothing from the money. If he has nothing from the money, so it's no more than just a regular commitment. And we know a regular commitment only is a mechus amana. So if I do a regular commitment, plus I give someone to be a shema money, all of a sudden that should be a misha para. Why? It's nothing. He got nothing from it. So that was the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara's dead, so that was no fart. Since I exchanged hands, the money exchanged hands, so there it's still considered a greater commitment, even though the seller has nothing from the money. I mean, the Gemara held that, like Rabbi Yochanan, when you have something from the money, so then it's considered the seller, he has something, so that's a strong commitment. But like Reish Lakish, if the seller didn't have money, that's nothing more than regular words. And the Gemara said, no, it's still more than regular words. So it says, on that Shiloh, Avada we pass on the Rebbe, like Rabbi Yochanan. Avada, in order to create a Misha Parah, you have to have a Kesef which is Kaina. You have to have a Kesef which is going to allow the Meicha to use the money, to give the Meicha some sort of Kinyan in the money, so you could say, you see the money exchanged hands really. Not just that Maisa Pekam. You see that the seller really has some Kinyan in the money. Then that's Dvaram Dika Vadayam Mais. That's a real Vadayam Mais. But like Reish Lakish, he just has it for safekeeping. It's a pekadon by him. It's an escrow. It's nothing. That type of money is nothing. And that type of money is not going to make a Misha Parah. That means really, you don't really need the kinyan. You need the kinyan just that you see that the seller has some sort of ishtamcha, some sort of kinyan in the mois. Once he has that, that's a serious commitment. Zaktiksais, who adin satumta? Satumta by its own right is a serious commitment. That was the minhag ha-sokrim. They used to mark up the barrels, that's a satumtum. Avadi, they didn't mean that you really need a kinyan min ha-Torah. You just needed a serious commitment. And to do that by mois, you need the kinyan. It means you need the underlying kinyan that allows the seller to have access to the money to show that the commitment is real, that you gave something to the seller. But that's really by kesef. But by mashkin, if the mashkin doesn't work, money ain't kan, mashkin ain't kan, then the seller has no right to use the mashkin either. He got nothing from the mashkin. If he got nothing from the mashkin, so then avadu is not going to be a misha parah. That's prat in the machaber. There's no misha parah over here because the mashkin is nothing. Of course, mashkin is value in exchange hands. But so what? It's like a ma'aseh pekadon ba'alma. Could the seller use the mashkin? No, because money ain't come, mashkin ain't come. If he can't use it, he got nothing from it. He has no kinyan in it. Forget about it. It's nothing. It's just a regular commitment of words, which is a mechus amana, but not going to be a misha parah. It's not considered the chaymer. The strong commitment of a ikabadayom mois. That strong commitment that we need is only when the seller could use the money, has access to money, has some kinyan in the money. That's pshat and excise.
Mashkin won't have the same price as a satumta.
So tumta is what we're going to see. Mitzrayim is like a haskalas kinyan. We'll discuss what exactly is going on. But a mashkin, I gave you a mashkin. Maybe it shows and I convince you that I'm more serious, that's true, but since the mashkin you have nothing from it, ultimately all you're left with is my word. I'm now back out, it's not misha parah. It's not that stronger commitment that's created from Dvarim Dika Ba'adayim Mois. It's not Ika Ba'adayim Mois, that you don't have.
Yeah.
It is nogeya. It's nogeya because the Yishlokish holds you don't need the seller to have access to the money in order to make a misha para. And we pass him like Rav Yekin. Like Gabi, that child we pass like Rav Yekin. And the seller needs to have access, needs to have some schus in the money to be considered ikabad ayim boys. But like, but Mashkin doesn't work. It doesn't have that.
The child was saying before is, does Rav Yekin agree with Rav Yishlokish?
No, so now you have to. The shaila is a different type of shaila. Does Rabbi Yochanan agree to Reish Lakish that if you have dvarim and there was an exchange of money, even though the maker can't use the money, is that also considered a strong commitment? For example, like Reish Lakish, it's yitachin that by a mashkin there would be a misha para, because even though he can't use the mashkin, but there was an exchange of value, right? Something
transferred. So you can't do that if you have to hold like that, because otherwise, wasn't they got some afflictions?
Well, who said like the maskana? Who said there is a makleikus? Some rishonim hold that like the maskana of Gemara, there is no makleikus legavi mishapar. That makleikus wasn't said by mishapar. That makleikus was said was is kesef kainim mederaisa not. But legavi mishapar, maybe Rabbi Yochanan would be moided to the shlokish svara that just giving over money, even if he doesn't have access to it, is already strong enough.
I understand. I don't understand his kasha. What was his kasha like to Rabbi Yochanan? Hey, mama, hey, mama. They took it away, so they said, we're taking it away.
Yeah, especially if I could maybe boast to you that we've discussed other weeks, there's a Noida Yehuda and there's a Harakamel that holds that the Betim really is a Kenyan, just they allowed you to draw back from the Kenyan if you accept the Misha Bar, but to your Chayza, there really is a Kenyan, so you see something's going on, so maybe that's why you get a Misha Bar. Yeah, I'm not, maybe you could get out of the Kenyan's Kari, but that's the Chayza's work, and that's how he touches up the Mechaba. It comes out that there's going to be other cases as well. For example, let's go back to the beginning of the Makaba, which itself, the Makaba says, Alokeik mikavero karka oisham netalton. Sai karka o metalton. It's the first time in the whole simin that the Makaba mentions karka. We know that metalton kesev, with this shayla, beyakin kesev, really koina, they were oikim mishapara. Karka kesev is koina. They were never oikid. You don't have the chash shem and israel kitek abaliyah. Karka is not going up in flames. So there is a kinim. We paskin that kesef is koina by karka. Nevertheless, the mechaba is mashma, which is really the riff, that the only reason why here there's no mishapar by the karka is because it was a mashkin and mashkin's not koina. But somehow, had the mashkin been koina, somehow, had you did a real kesef, a real exchange of kesef, a real ikabadai and mois, there would be a mishapara even by karka. That's the chayyim meduik in the makaba. The rishonim already have a problem with this. Rishonim say, and I'll give you the example soon, but the rishonim have a problem with this. Some rishonim, the Ramban says, the bishlam by mois, where kesef doesn't work, so they can make a takana, make kesef do mishapara. But by karka, where kesef really does work, so you don't need a Misha Par, it really does. Elamad, we're going to have an example I'll get to in a second. That you're going to moshalite the tzir, that karka doesn't work. So now you don't know who make it, so don't make a sakna Misha Par altogether. If normally kesef works, why should they bother creating a Misha Par? They instituted a Misha Par from a talton because their kesef doesn't work. But when karka kesef does work, it's just one in a million type of a kesef that doesn't, why should they make a sakna Misha Par? But nevertheless, in the Mechaba, you see, and Rav Yishayinim are like that, you see that there would have been b'yisoid a Misha Par by karka. Now, Lamaisa is a Rikivego, names like that in the Tshuva as well, but he's Matmiya, how come the Mechaba, before in Kavtali, doesn't mention it, and the Mishkas Yankis said no, but still we're passing like that. There's a Mishpat Shalom who says that since it's a machloikis, we don't give a Mishapara a direct curse, Benoichach, we'll only give it in third person, just to cover basis, just in case there's no Mishapara by Karka, like we discussed last week, or 2 weeks ago actually, on different types of machloikis by Mishapara. But l'chayr, from this Mechaba, I'm pretty convinced that from this word of this Mechaba, I see that the Mechaba held that there was a Mishapara by Karka. Now, where is this case? How do you have a case of Mishapara by Karka? My mother, if Kesef is kain, it's kaina. And if you didn't do Kesef, so that is no Mishapara. So Rishonim say this is the case. If you didn't give kesef, there's a chenomi shabar. You need kesef. If you get kesef, you're ready kaina. So after we show him, there's a gemara that says, ba'asra de kasfi shtara. In a town, in a mokum, that people write a shtar, kesef is not kaina by karka. Which I would say today, when you go to contract and closing, you don't believe, you don't have gemir stas that you own it until you see the title, the deed, the closing, some piece of paper signed by the seller that the house is yours. Till then, the show's not over. You don't believe that you have it. So therefore, like Bizmanenu, it's an asr de kasi shtara. It's an asr. Everyone, it's a mokum that they write contracts, closings, they write shtaras, deeds to prove that you own the karka. Giving money alone, you don't have the gemiras das. Even though you gave the money and you paid the full amount and you plan on owning the karka, you really don't have full gemiras das till you actually come through with the shtar. Till actually there's a deed, a transfer of title, some type of written document that the house is yours. So therefore, Zotri Shain, what would be if you gave money and you didn't write the closing yet? You didn't have that document yet. So now you gave money, but you weren't kaina yet, even though it was kaka. Klar Tishainim, will you have a Misha Parah? So Machlokes Rishainim. Like I said, Roi Rishainim hold Lucharia that you would have a Misha Parah. And again, because even though it's kaka, so what? But just like by Matalton, when you give Kesef, there's an exchange of hands, there's Duvon Dikabar Diamois, it's a serious commitment. So too by kaka, there's a serious commitment. You exchanged hands, you gave money, so that's a serious commitment, and you have a commitment together with money, there's going to be Misha Parah. The shayla is, what do you do with the other? We paskin, l'chayra, we paskin, that from Mashkin, you see, we paskin, that in order to get to Mishapar, you need to have an actual kinyan min ha-Torah. And even if the Ksais downgraded that, it just means that the kinyan min ha-Torah allowed the moichet to be mishtamish with the moich. But something really had to take place that the moich has access to this money, he could use the money in order to create a Mishapar. So over here, in our case, where you gave money, but you didn't write the shtar yet, no kinyan took place. You don't have gemiras das yet. If you don't have gemiras das yet, so why should there be a Misha Parah? L'chaya, it should be like Rish Lakish as far as Dvam Dika Badayim Mois. So if you hold like those Rishayim, no problem. Granted, I understand. But if you're telling me we hold like the Rishayim that hold that you need an underlying kinyan min ha-Torah, how is it going to work? And what's interesting enough is the Beis Yosef brings down Iran. I saw the Ran, I'm not convinced, but about the Eitz of Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef quotes Iran that the Ran holds like the Rishonim that you need a Kinyan Mamish in order to create a Misha Parah. It's not enough to have just Dvarim Dika Ba'adayim Mois. You need to have a real underlying Kinyan Min HaTorah. And yet, the Beis Yosef quotes Iran to say that in this case, where you gave money on a piece of land and you didn't write the documents yet, Avada, you don't have a shtar yet, Avada, you're going to have a Misha Parah. The Chayit seemingly says to each other, you didn't have a Kinyan, why are you going to have a Misha Parah? Oh, 1 second. You mechavin to a Mishkas Yankov. I hold it's a Pella, but if you understand it, good. Mishkas Yankov, l'chayit to bavon this kasha, Chibas Mishkas Yankov, you can look it up in Nun Hey, says that ba'asa dekasi yishtar, Kesef was really kind of too. Even though l'chayit, the reason why it wasn't kind is because Chazal know there was no gemiris das, because no one really relies on the deal until he sees the document. Mishkas Yankov hold it, really you were kind of. Apparently, you had enough gemiris das min ha-Torah. But Chazal says, since you don't have full gemiris das, I don't know what this means 100%, full gemiris das until you see it in the document, so therefore they took away the kinyan. Basically, similar to what they did by Kesef and Metalton. Really, you had a kinyan, they took it away there for a different reason, not Nisra Fukitak of Aliyah. So to buy karka, if you give money, you really have a kinyan in Atari, even though you didn't sign the document. Just since it's not full gemiris das, Chazal took away the kinyan and allowed the seller to back out until you, or allowed the buyer to back out until he sees the signed document. So Mamela Mishri Zank says, now I understand this halakha. It's mamish like that halakha. Since you have a kinyan min ha-Torah, which what the Kesef Havana means, and the moich is allowed to use the money, since he's allowed to use the money, so something, he has a real kinyan, a schus hashtamshes in the money for something, so that's a strong dvarim d'kabadei ha-Mois, that's a strong commitment, and there'll be a Misha Parah. So therefore, Allah... Well, if you hold like the Rishonim that Rabbi Yochanan is moided to Reish Lakish, that dvarim d'kabadei ha-Mois, even though the moich can't use the money and make a Misha Parah, and Rabbi Yochanan is moided to that, then yes, but then it should come out that even by Mashkin there should be a Misha Parah. But we pass not like that. We pass in Mamashkin. There's no Misha Parah.
So talking practically.
Halachically, we need the seller to have access to the money. So let's say apply to a practical case. I want to buy a house, and we go to contract, and I give you money. I give you a down payment. So if the down payment is just a Mashkin Baumu, and there's no Ischaivis yet, so then we have the Allah, that's nothing doing. Both parties allowed to be Chayz, it's not a problem. But if you're going to tell me that this ma'is is given is like a tchilis parayin, it's the first, it's the, you know, the starting of payment, it's the initial payment, then yes, you'll have a dvarim d'kabadayim ma'is, but there will only be a misha parah if the seller got something from this ma'is.
No,
So if it goes into an escrow account, one could argue, and I saw the Achronim done this, that it's nothing. If it goes into escrow account, it won't even be a Misha Para. But if you give the seller the money that he could use the money...
He would get the interest on the escrow account.
Who gets the interest? The buyer or the seller?
Let's say the seller will get the interest on the money in the escrow account.
So he has a schus klapi the interest.
He has a schus klapi the interest.
Yeah, but I wonder, if the guy is going to back out, well, does he still keep the interest?
What's the difference? I'll have a Misha Para on that also.
No, I'm saying it's like a catch 22. He only gets the mishpar if the seller has something from the mois, because there's some schus in him. I mean, if he would go through, he would get the I don't know. But let's say by a builder type of a situation where the builders generally use the money, so then yes, he had access, he had a shtamshi, he got something from the money, and if you hold it, it's a tchilas parayin, so then there would be a mishpar to try to back out. But in regular house, you have to know if it's an escrow or not. I'm not going to get into the shop where the contract itself might be a Kenyan. I'd rather skirt that issue.
No,
let's say you went to contract and you gave money even. But the contract is not really a Kenyan shtar.
You put in an offer letter, you put in X amount, right? You put in, let's say, $2,000, whatever the number is, right?
Well, you give that stamp money even before the contract, like a binder. I know, stamma binder, I don't know, to me sounds nothing. To me it sounds much like a mashkin type of a situation, stamma binder. But when you go to contract, you give 10%, whatever it is, 20% of the money, that might be tchilas piroin. Binders are refundable. I'm saying... By regular binder?
Within 3 days, you can...
That's how much? Community review, yeah, all right. Sorry? Let's, without the fact that the contract itself might be a type of a kinyan, leave that aside. I'd rather leave that aside for tonight. But if I have a commitment and an exchange of hands, right, of money, he could sell to someone else as he gets a Misha Para.
Every contract has 3 days of
decision. Sorry? Every contract, that's to buy a house, you
usually give
them the property,
you give
them
the seller's trust account.
Just for those 3 days, you give it to him for the entire duration until the closing.
It's his account, but if I come back, I can get it back.
Right.
So is there any kind of issue?
No, I'm saying if it's just an escrow, one could argue that Leitik says he got nothing from it, so it'll only be a Mechus Amana, it won't be a Misha Para. If the seller got something from it, he has a Kinyan Eschus and if it's something, then it'll be Misha Para. But if it's only an escrow, like that's what we're saying, that could be... No, even after 3 days, what does he have? Only if the guy backs out, he'll have a Knas. That if he backs out, he'll lose his deposit. Okay, that's a different, that's Mach, that's Reish Zayin, we won't get into that tonight either, but Lav Dafka, that's the halakha. Right, so if he doesn't have a schus in it, one could argue that it will not be a Misha Para, only be a Mechus Amana. Again, leaving the contract aside.
All the things that we keep talking about contracts, the Chayyur actually fall into what the Minigit,
the government has business. You want to know why, what to do about the contract, you want to know what to do about the Kaza? Mechus Amana, why shouldn't it be Mechus Amana? I mean, you gave your word. Yeah, I don't believe that.
A lot of people pull back.
Yeah, but a goyim you could pull back even if they give a word 100 days later. But a goyim, a word's nothing. I don't believe that when you give a word, a commitment, that the guy doesn't think he has a deal. He thinks he has a deal, but he knows that he could always exercise a way out, but I don't think it's mentioned. I think it's because I'm on it.
I know that the buyer has a right to back out, to give
the
time.
But we're not goyim, we're yidin. And we know that there's a word that was given. The word was, I'm going to go through the deal. I don't believe it. Sorry? I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Sorry? First of all, they don't always back out. There are people back out. You should know people back out after 3 days too and fight as well. So I don't know. I mean, if you hold what after 3 days is more gemir start, they back out. I don't know, you have real estate brokers, you can say that not every contract goes to closing, right? So we know that. Doesn't mean, even after the 3 days, doesn't mean, oh, so now I don't have a deal because some people back out. People shoplift too, that doesn't mean I could shoplift. People do things that are not right. When a guy gives a commitment and you sign something, even if you wouldn't sign it, just the mere commitment that, okay, we have a deal, at that point is a mechusar money if you back out, even if you didn't even get to the lawyer.
I think it's like the third, Jack, 3 days.
No, if you want to stipulate and say lahed, you should know. I'm committed to the deal in theory, but I want to discuss it with my parents. I'm committed to the deal in theory, but I still want 3 days to think about it. I have no problem. But that's not what they tell the seller. For attorney review. The attorney review is not supposed to be for every excuse. Attorney review is that the lawyer is supposed to tell you that the way the contract was written was not to your advantage, and therefore you should put in this night. If not, you should back out because it's not your good, you know, it's all created maybe by a union of lawyers to get the lawyers to have more of a clout in what's going on. But whatever the chilek is, how it's done. But it's not, the svar isn't, that I can back out because I changed my mind. That wasn't the lumdus of attorney review. That wasn't even their lumdus initially. Now, people use it as a loophole. Yeah, so people use a lot of times as loopholes to back out of their word. But the mechusar amana, rather, you can back out of your word. You won't be able to force it through a bezin, and you certainly won't be able to force it in court. I don't think it's mefarish. I think that when you go through a deal, and when you came home with your wife, at the end of the day, you tell you, no, Khanchi, you know, we have a deal. What do you tell me? We might have a deal in 3 days from now. What do you tell your wife? I think you tell your wife, we have a deal, right? And I think you tell your friend we have a deal. I think you tell your broker you have a deal. You don't have to look for another customer because we have a deal. This, we have a deal. Now, I know the deal might fall through because he might exercise a loophole, but I'm not marketing the house anymore. Would I market the house to somebody else? No, I'm not marketing the house anymore because I think I have a deal. So I'm saying, sorry?
Look at the valid reason. They want this government to whatever it is.
We're going to discuss mechusar money, whatever the halakha mechusar money is, when he has a valid reason. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. If you want to tell the guy, I have no problem with that. I think Minas Tam just. Sorry? The goyim allowed to back out with, I want to know, the goyim back out by a word without a contract. So since the goyim back out by a word, so therefore I'm saimuch on the fact that everyone backs out on the word, so therefore until I go to contract, I'm allowed to back out. Forget attorney review.
The
goyim are goyim, and a yid is a yid, and a chase Yisrael lo yaz avla. Goyim taka do avlas, but doesn't mean a yid should follow suit. Yidim don't do avlas. A word is a word even before the contract. You gave your word, you're buying the house. When I gave the word, I'm buying the house, it's only bitnai that I don't back out within 3 days. If you said that, fine, I'll call kafia tonight. But that's not what you told the guy. You told the guy, I'm buying the house. Sorry?
Selling.
Right, we're selling, correct. I only right, committing on buying, but it's true. The selling here in Lakewood, you get another customer, you gave your word, you committed yourself to someone else. We'll see if it's from the end of the simon, maybe there are times you could back out of Mekos Amona, but besides, I think it's grants from Mekos Amona. All right.
One second, you
had a Shiloh before? That's all right.
What is the training? You take the full pipe, you find a contract a week later. So that money you gave before is what
by contract or closing you're talking about now?
By contract.
By contract, let's put aside the contract itself. You gave your word, and even, let's say, gave over money. Usually you don't give it anyway at the time, till the time of the contract. So till the contract, you didn't give over any money. So all the kavizim are because I'm on it. At the time of the contract, you already paid 10%, whatever it is. And if you say that that's a tchila sepirayim, so then we can start downing a mishabar, because it's varim together with money. At the end of the day, the closing, by the closing, it's maybe the rest of the money is the kinyan, the 90% of the money, you know, that you pay at the end, or actually the it's asra the kasi shtar like we have, so it could be the shtar is the kinyan. Okay, that's a shiloh. Is it once you have the shtar, the kasi is the kinyan, or the shtar is the kinyan? We'll leave it for hukas kinyanim, the zaran or kidega, whatever on it. But all right. Anyway, getting back to here. I think a binder is like a mashkin. I can't tell you that for sure, but my understanding of a binder, I think it's like a mashkin. I don't think it's like a 10% deposit. You just say, okay, here's $1,000 that just shows, I don't think you gave it, but it's right. But again, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think so. Because some money even without the binder. Yeah, the guy who backed out is not a tzaddik. We're just talking about whether he has a nisha parah. That's all.
You discussed that the check is not kesef.
The check is not kesef until it clears. I now have more money in my bank account, right? So at that point already there might be. All right, let's move on.
So
Well, Misha, if you got a mechila from the seller, there's always never Misha bar when you have a mechila. Absence of a mechila, I don't know. If Yitaka doesn't mind and he lets you off the hook, I have no problem. He was meichel you. Some people want to use these type of svaras by other cases like registration and these things. That could be there was like a limited liability. Kilo, the reason why I gave you that registration is to tell you that if I back out, I'm going to lose it, and that's I kept my liability up to there. So you're just going to get the registration amount, whatever it is. Okay, you have to know kafi inyan. But minastam, you give your word and you give money, you're going to have a misha para. All right, let's move on to sivav. It's getting late. We only did one siv so far. Sivav. However, if you only had word, this is the tumta that I mentioned before. And you already came to terms of what the price is supposed to be. And a person made a mark on the barrel, the lokeach that is, to indicate that it's his. Even though he did not yet pay anything, still, either party that backs out, after the lokeach made this mark, mikabu misha para. It's going to have to get a misha para, because in those days, that's how the minig was. When you buy a barrel of wine, you make a mark to indicate that it's your barrel. It's your barrel. Anyone who backs out is a misha para. The minig medina further, if the minig medina who sheyikneh haroishim kinyan gama, the minig was, they take it further, that when you make that mark, it's already your barrel. The barrel blows up, it's your loss, you already were coining it, then nikna hamekach, v'in echer mem yachalak zaboy, no party could back out, it's a kinyan gomo. V'chol zeh provided b'sharoshim b'fnei ha-moicha, if you actually made this mark in front of the moicha, or isha amaloy ha-moicha, v'shoy mekach, if the moicha instructed you to do such a mark, that means the moicha instructed you to do such a kinyan. So then this kinyan works. So if it's a minig ha-mokum, that this is a full kinyan, then the kinyan is going to work. If it's not minig ha-mokum, it's a full kinyan, then it's only going to make a misha para.
This mashka at the beginning is without the mashka standing there.
L'chari, let's go back on everything. It means the chol zeh, side the ratio, side the sefer, is if it was done with b'fnei ha-mokum or on the seisa. What is the kinyan? Called minig ha-sekrim is when you make a mark of the barrel, that is the kinyan. Oh, I don't know if that's the kinyan, but let's try to let's get it a handshake. Let's say if there would be a case that the handshake would be a kinyan, I don't think that's the case. I think the handshake is just a commitment. But if there would be such a case, or let's go hit home diamonds, mazel and bracha, right? Diamond, mazel and bracha. Now it's a deal, right? So is mazel and bracha? There's a meaning in the diamond industry. When you say mazel and bracha, that means the deal is done. It's a done deal. So God, when I was in Eretz Yisrael and I spoke to Zalman Nechemya. He told me the only satumta that he really knows left today is mazel and bracha by diamonds. Sorry, I'm just telling you that's what he said, because that's a done deal. And when I came back the second time, he tells me that which I told you, the diamonds and his mazel and bracha is a kinyan, I'm chayza, it's not a kinyan. Why? Because he spoke to his shvaga is in diamonds, and he told him, he asked him, his shvaga the following shayla, what happens if you have mazel and bracha, the diamond gets lost. It's still a biyad, the maicha, and it disappears. Who's going to be responsible? So the shvaga told him that the moicha is still responsible till he delivers the goods. Just mazel brach is the commitment. So he says, if you see that the moicha is still responsible, then you zetman from there that the kinyan wasn't final. It means it didn't transfer possession yet. It didn't belong to the lokeach. If it did, then when it blows up, it disappears. It's a lokeach's loss. And al kol kol, you see that the seller still retains vilas on it. It's still his diamond, and he has the liability if the diamond gets lost. So he says, it's not going to be a kinyan, but a lokeach should be a misha para, because it's the minig, even though it's not a kinyan goma, but the minig is that they view this as a commitment. Now, the million-dollar question really is here, I mean, I'm bothered by this. I didn't see other people bothered by this. I'm bothered by this for many, many years. Is the safe I understand very well. You have a minig to make a kinyan gomo, so that's a kinyan gomo. But if the minig is not to make a kinyan gomo, then you're going to get a misha par. So what was the minig? The minig wasn't a kinyan gomo, so what was this minig? The minig wasn't misha par, because then I don't need chazal to take a misha par. In fact, the minig is not a misha par. I mean, the minig could be amongst the goyim. So what was this minig that they had, that if you do that, you get a misha par? If it was just that you gave your word, well, every time you gave your word, a word is bound, there's a commitment, it's mechus amana. So what more are you doing that the minig dictates that you should get a misha par, but you're not going to get a kinyan gomo? I'm bothered, I'm troubled by what had to be magdir this in between minik here. The best I understand would be, let's say, this mazel and bracha by diamonds, or let's say a contract by a house, where mitzad d'minig, when you do that, there's a real commitment to sell. It's not just a word, it's stronger than a word, that there's a minig, that when you go to contract, oh, you sign a contract, that's already a real commitment to sell or buy the house. So therefore, that stronger commitment, which was done up here, minig, the minig views this stronger than just a word, that stronger commitment will now make a mishapara. The shaila is, why don't you take it a step further? Why can't this commitment make a kinyan hischaivus to close, to finish a deal, which is maybe what a contract really is? It's a commitment to sell and to buy. Or by diamonds, pashas, the commitment is to deliver the goods. Vaisdois, you have to know why, but vaisdois, that's the tumta, is not going to make the hischaivus to complete the deal. It's just a stronger commitment that warrants a mishapara. The chayit should be a kinyan dvarim, but you can sometimes obligate yourself, a hischaivus on yourself, to sell. There is such a concept in Rishonim. Not the action of walking across the street. The hischaivus that you are financially bound, committed to transfer the item. There is such a thing in Rishonim. Rishonim have discussed why it's not kinyan dvarim. There is such a thing that you can make a kinyan that if I sell my house, I'm going to sell it to you. There is such a kinyan, you have to know why that's not kinyan dvarim. Rishonim already discussed it, but it's a good shaila. But so why can't we say that that's what a contract is doing? Or why can't we say that's what mazel and bracha by diamonds is doing? Vaisdois not. And I'll be honest with you, in Hilchos HaTumto, there's already a chakir from Yeshua Lev Diskin, which is not our Indian, but he declares altogether, maybe Satumto doesn't work on his chayvis. Satumto works on a kinyan, you know, a transfer an item. So, but if I want to make a kinyan Satumto, to give me chayv myself to do something, maybe they have never made such a thing. So if that's the case, then I hear very stark why this will not be a kinyan goma, because Satumto can never create a chayvis. It only can create either it's a done deal, or the lower madrega is, if it's a stronger commitment, then it can go for a mishapara.
How do you understand the layaway program? You come in and you buy it. I guess that's what it works. You put it away until you come in and pay the rest. Unless the guy doesn't come in, I don't know, is there a timetable there? But
I don't know. Do you have such a program?
Well, I used to have it more, but there is such a thing. It's like after 120 days, if you get money and you don't show up,
he's saying you have to 100 for 4 months.
So what happens? Is that
Misha?
That's
in the condition. You get the money. You don't have to pick it up. The person loses the money.
That means if you don't pay it,
You publish what?
I mean, I made my own lightweight.
You make up. Okay, you have to know mitzvah because that's mach and other things. Okay, it's not for tonight either. When you give out all these down payments in Hilchos Asmach, it's a serious shaila. It might not work. No, Shamsh money just shows that it was a strong commitment because the seller got something out of the money. So if he got something out of the money, I see that it was a strong commitment. He gave the seller real money. He gave the seller money that he could use. But forget, it was from here that the Rishonim were proving that you don't need a kinyan midaraisa, because had you needed a kinyan midaraisa, why should this satum to create a mishapara? No, Shamsh just shows it's a strong commitment. It's not, that's not the decider. So every satumto mitzad dominik is also a stronger commitment than just words, and that's what's going to make a misha bara.
What is the kinyan?
Where? By a satumto? Well, how does a minig work? No, it's a new kinyan. The kinyan is minig asayichrim. So it's a makleik. God is makleik. Some sayichrim receive. It's also not for tonight. Whether this kinyan is midrais or midrabanan. I mean, if the guys are interested in satun, we can learn reish aleph mitzvah. But just trust me that there is such a thing that the minig asayichrim is mechayiv. Just like you can have other minig asayichrim that's mechayiv. Correct. Can make a new concept. If the way we do things, if we'll purchase metaltalim through a shtar, which I'm sure a lot of businesses have that, you have a contract even on metaltalim, on movable goods, not just on karka. So the achronim discuss, and the contract will be a satumta. If that's how you believe you own these metaltalim, yes. I don't know if you buy a horse, you know, a racing horse. You have a contract. Okay. If you buy a matata and you give a title on that, you give a contract as a lukhari, that will be a tumta.
What would a sold sticker be?
A who?
A sold sticker.
That you put on the thing?
Yeah.
And they're going to discuss it, but some are going to get very upset with it because they're medayik from the Lashon Machaber. The Roshim Halakeach, Roshim Alamecha. The Lakeach is the one that has to make the Rishima. If the soul. Okay, some say it has to be the Maizekinim, but the seller just doing it alone. The Lakeach didn't do anything. The Lakeach has to do something, and since that's the Minig, that is the new Kinyan. But the Lakeach does nothing, and the seller puts the soul sticker on, they want to say that's not even a Satzamta.
But again, that was the Minig.
I know, but even with a minute means they could create a kinyan. It might make a mishapara, maybe, I'm not sure even if it does that. But if according to the minute, there's a new kinyan, you got to do that kinyan, right? If let's say the kinyan is kesef and the seller would do the kesef, it doesn't work. I have to be the active participant.
What is the kinyan to mazal bracha?
Mazal bracha? I know, I told the guy, mazal bracha. Shake hands on it, I say it. I don't know. I know, the lakeik tells the seller, mazal bracha.
So there was a second thing that was done.
Right, a Rosh Malakeh.
Right.
So by but here in the diamond tree, it might be just more than I plan on buying it. It's Mazul of Rock. I don't know. It's a special nusak that you say when the deal.
Worse than the seller putting a sticker. It's a sold.
Okay.
Again, why is it if there's a minhag hamakrim, why can't mice be minhag hamakrim now that we use it for?
Oh. So we discussed briefly, maybe two times ago. Again, it's not really for tonight, but it's Shalin Reish Aleph, that now the Chazal took away the Kinyan Moyes, if we have a minig that Kesef is Koina, I mean, he is someone who goes to the grocery store, ask your wife, how was she Koina that bottle of milk? I paid for it. So she thinks that Kesef was Koina. So if the minig is that Kesef indeed is Koina, there's a Koinim who want to say that maybe that will work out Satumta. And other Koinim say, Ma doch a Kinyan Kesef, which works in that Torah. Chazal took it away, Al Shem Anisukhutecha Be'aliyah, a Kinyan Satumta, which may only be under Rabbanim. Certainly they'll take it away because you still have that Kshash, Shem Anisukhutecha Be'aliyah, and therefore even Moyes, even if it's Dominic, it can never be more than a Mishapara. Right. Well, truth of the matter is, we discussed also a previous year that could be, which is not for tonight either, but could be that she was already coining the eggs when she took it off the shelf, walking towards the counter. That's already Akbar. Akbar. When she coined her out tonight, like the Mishnah in Demai says, she was coined out tonight, but she's chayv b'oinsin. So if the eggs break, she'd already be chayv on it. Okay. But tonight that she pays. Okay, but if that already makes a shoyel and it's chayv b'oinsin, so then I could force her to pay. All right, let's move on. Let's try to do something in Mechus Amana tonight.
Okay, I see this is the smile here in Gedal, as you said. Lazal picking leaves the Roshan didn't see the smoyas of Omega.
All right, but if you look in the Sman, Reish Aleph, he says, because it's like a Tchilas Kinyan, because Machmas Dominic is some Tchilas Kinyan. Wasn't the Chazal who Mesakim Punkt Rishima is a Kinyan? Like, what's that? It only comes Machmas Dominic. The Minig did it. You have to know how that Minig did it.
Whatever the Minig did, he says, it makes it like Nasinus Mois on Mecca.
Right, they equated it. It's as if it was a Nasinus Mois, that there's stronger commitment, that there's a Mishapara. So
it's not a real Kinyan.
It's not a Kinyan Gomer. No, that's in the beginning when the Minig was not to be Koine Lagamri. But the safe is when it's a Minig to be even Koine Lagamri, then indeed it'll be a full-fledged Kinyan as well. All right. Siv Zayin. Hanoisei v'noisein bedvorim. Bilvad. Someone who just gives a oral commitment. There's no transfer of money. It's just noisei v'noisein bedvorim. Harei ze roi loy lamoid bidiburoi. He should keep his word. Even though he didn't get any money, there was no exchange of money, and there was no setumto, I don't know why the mechaber needs it, even if he would give a mashkin, it doesn't work, but I guess it's a chidr. Even though he didn't give a mashkin, it's still going to be a mechus amana. And anyone who backs out, bein lokeach, bein moicha, say lokeach, say moicha, ava pishe nuchayv lakabo mishapara, even though he doesn't really get a klolo, but areza mi mechusrei amona ve'ein rucha kamenei chemeno. The Chazal were not happy with this person, and they hold that he was a mechus amona, sheis yisro lo yasa avlo, he did an avlo. They say, I think it's a tshuvas maram, Maramberg, who says he's not bechlal oisa maisa amcha, and he's actually called a rosha, and the tshuvas discuss, and if a bezin's mechuyev to warn the guy and be mevayish the guy, whatever it takes to get this guy to keep his word. It's a shekel chazak, but it's not, again, contractually binding. It's not, you know, you can't actionable in a bezin. You can't be mighty moment, but yes, there's something there that you should not be backing out. Sorry? The Bais can discuss that too. We discussed it like a Misha Paradis, a Machlekes of Yubi Pasol Beidis. You maybe have the same Shalom by Mechusa Amona. Someone who's a Rosh, Lukhari, is Pasol Beidis. Granted, the Maram holds he's a Rosh, there's a Ravid in the Shita, Bob Matsia, who's Mashman, that he's not a Rosh. So it could be some Machlekes Vishainim. Now, why is Yub Mechuyiv to be Lamed be Diburai, Zokta Smans of Kot Yud Beis? Because Chazal said, they dashin the Pazak Hin Tzedek, and they dashin Sheyeh Hein Shochot Tzedek. Your word, your hein shocha, your commitment should be tzedek. You have to keep your commitment. So it's a deraisa. The minchas pitim is medayik, that if you learn like this sma that's coming from that pasuk, it's actually a deraisa. It's not just from Sheres Yisrael Yaza Havlo, but it's actually a pasuk in the Torah, a deraisa, that you have to keep your word. You have to go through with the commitment, and if you don't, you're even a deraisa. It's mechus amana. He brings down that if you look in the Gemara uses this drasha for a different thing. It's only one Amor you learned like this, but we pass from the a different drasha from this, and therefore he wants to say that from other shitas it's only the Rabbanan. At the end of the day, when Krispitam says it's a Makloikis, whether it's a Derais or the Rabbanan. So it's going to have a Shiloh, whether Mechuzaman is Derais or Rabbanan. Either way, it's not a nice thing to do, and either way, it's a something to watch about.
It's only when we discuss stuff. No, as I walk in with my shopping cart laden full of stuff.
Well, you're laden full of stuff. You, again, you might have a kinyan. But stop. I go over to you and I say, oh, you sell socks. I want to buy socks. Right. Now, nothing. That's it. All I say, I want to buy this pair of socks. Unless I didn't bring it. It's someone gave a mushroom. I think she gave a mushroom by the bakery. It's behind the counter. I want that challah, whatever it is. I want that challah. I gave my word. I want that challah. It means I'm going to pay for that challah. And we know how much a challah costs. It's dumb. Tzuvim. At that point in time, you're ready mechusa amono if you back out. Now, if you pay, then it's already Mishabar. I didn't even touch the challah. It's still sitting on the shelf. I already have mechus amana because I want that challah. I committed myself for that challah.
What if you shop on the internet and put it in your cart and then you take it out?
Look, until you press the submit button at the end.
No, that's payment already.
No, the internet doesn't interact. They're not handling with you yet until you submit. I mean, until you came with us.
That's unless you make an order by a company. Let's say you make an order by a company, right?
Like today, the Baisim say that most, I don't know, I guess that's a lotion they use, most sales today are done over the phone. So if that's the case, you're over the phone, you didn't exchange hand, there's no money exchange, there's no contract, there's no regime, there's no mashkin, but there's a commitment, an oral commitment. That, at that point, you're mechuzah amana.
Why is it different than the guy who shined and canceled an order? They ordered that from a company, I decided I don't need it.
Sorry?
They ordered that from a company. I decided I don't need it, I can't cancel an order.
If a company doesn't have non-cancellation policy,
if they allow you to cancel, if they allow you to cancel and they have no problem with you to canceling, then obviously there's no problem. Again, Mechila works on everything. Zayim Shapar, Zayim Kosama, Mechila works. So if you know that they have a customer policy that you can go back, Walmart, you let it go back even if you buy it. If they allow that, okay, Kol HaKavod, no problem. And you allow it to go back kosher even if you didn't buy it yet. But Min HaStam, in the halakhic world, without any minig, without any personal, you know, policy, you gave your word, that's it, it's all over, it's a done deal.
But they both cons as much as make an order by them. Well, really, they're not very happy you're canceling, but they have to do it because it's just the way your business works today.
So it's a business decision that they made, or because what are they going to do? I'm going to take you to Bezin. They get you. Which one is it?
I don't know. But a lot of them, there's a mechila over here.
So if it's not a mechila, you can have a mechus aman taka. You have to know. Now we discussed earlier the Gemara in Bukhari says mavua. The Gemara in Yud Gimel Mabez, the end of the Gemara is mavua, that the dina mechus aman are only between two yidden, but a yid and a goy there's no mechus aman. And I'll explain to you the reason why. It's fun. What is mechus aman? I think that deserves an explanation here, even if we have to leave it at that. Why is someone a mechus aman? The literal translation of mechus aman is that you're choiser, you're lacking aman a trust. It means I had a degree of trust. I was samech on you, and you let me down. You're a mechus aman. If I don't trust you, if you gave me a word, and I have no faith in that word, you're not a mechusar mon. And we're going to see nafkamin is mitzvah Hashem in following seifim. You can moshalize even though you gave someone your word, but everyone knows that the word's meaningless. It doesn't. There's no real gemiris das, no real smichas das, I should say. So he wasn't relying on you. So when you back out, you didn't let the guy down. Now with the goy, you know that his word is worthless. It's meaningless. So he's backing out. So just because you gave a commitment, he's backing out. The commitment is nothing by him. Right. Until you have a contract, until you have 3 days attorney review, right? Until then, it's nothing. The guy is a guy, right? So a yid is not, he can't have a one-sided mechus amana. Oh, he feels that the word is nothing. He can back out and tons whenever he wants. But I'm committed to him. That's no such thing. If he thinks the word's nothing, then he's not relying on my word either. Now, he might think he has a deal, it's a good chance he has a deal, but vivite, he knows the word's meaningless, because that's how goyim act, then he's not relying on my word either, and therefore, I don't have a mechus amana. You can discuss what happened to Chilul Hashem and other inyanim. He knows he's dealing with the yid, but he knows the word is nothing. He backs out, he'll back out a word and no problem. So you want to discuss Chilul Hashem, we could discuss it in a probably a kolafi raise in the Adayin. Grada the Shail Meshiv mentions Klachayad, that you have to know. You discuss Chilul Hashem, it takes arm, he says this far, which I got to hold to the Shtakas, right? Vivai, he backs out whenever he wants. How could he hold you more accountable and have a Chilul Hashem? Unless he holds you to a higher standard. Maybe, and in a Chanam, then there will be a Chilul Hashem. But Vivai, he thinks the word's nothing. He's not committed when he gives his word. He's not committed even when he signs a contract, so why should I be committed? So, but anyway, the Gemara says that there's no mechus amana when you're dealing with a guy, because there's no smichas das. The underlying svar of mechus amana is that he's relying on me, and I let him down. I'm going to see Vaita, we didn't finish this sif, we're going to have a lot more halachas here to qualify this, and future sif, and we're going to see that it's based on this lundis, that he's relying on you, there's an amuna, an imun that he relies on you, you samich on you, and you let him down, then you're mechus amana. All right, good luck.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.